Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with 90.1 WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The Victory sculpture is back downtown on Monument Circle. The 117-year-old bronze sculpture that has undergone months of repairs for weather and water damage will be at street level until Tuesday. That's when crews will raise it back on its perch atop the Soldiers and Sailors Monument. The parents of missing IU student are renewing their plea for information 3 months after their daughter went missing. The Spears released a radio public service announcement saying they know someone has information about Lauren's whereabouts. Supporters are being asked to post the latest missing poster on social media sites. The Indiana Blood Center is marking the 10-year anniversary of 9/11 with a blood drive that's now underway and will continue through Saturday, September 10th. Spokesperson Wendy Merringer says nearly 7,000 people donated blood to the center in the 5 days after the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
We have been looking for a way to how do we appropriately honor that and recognize that and give people an opportunity to come back and again, kind of respectfully pay tribute to what happened 10 years ago.
The organization hopes to attract 3,650 donors in the coming days, one for every day that has passed since the terrorist attack. Now that the Keystone Towers are down, the city is taking proposals for redevelopment ideas. Because the city used federal money to demolish the towers, there must be a minimum of 50 residential housing units on the site, and at least 51% of those need to be affordable housing. A heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. right now. Sunny and 99 degrees for WFYI News.